Ashley here. Welcome to another episode of Bring Something to the Table podcast. And I am here, and I'm not forgetting this time, with my wonderful co-host.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. John here. Nice to see you. Okay.
Tongue twister. Sure.
Trying to say, hope you're having a good evening or morning or whenever you're listening to this. From the future?
Wait a minute. It'll be from the past.
Or no. Oh, people are in the future.
Yeah, the future. We're in the past.
Oh, we are in the past.
So from the past.
From the past, shouting out to the future.
Yeah.
How's 2025 looking?
Comment
down below.
Right?
I love it.
Well, people. So.
Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
We back.
We are back.
We back, baby.
We are.
I always want to say that when we after, first come back. After what?
After, wait, what did you say?
See, you don't listen to me ever. This is what I've been talking about.
Because I was in the process of quarterbacking.
You never listen to me. You just hear what you want to hear. And then you're just like, oh, what did you say?
I was in the process of doing the intro.
Uh-huh. Yeah, whatever.
And now I forgot what I was going to say.
We back, baby.
I was going to say, after our last two episodes that were pretty much just trying to get your mind off of things.
Yeah.
And getting people's mind off things.
Questions and answers and answers and questions.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of questions.
There was a lot of questions. Most people say, hey, why were you asking Ashley all those questions?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that popular yet.
Questions come from.
Haven't been a lot of people viewing it, or not viewing it, listening to it.
That's fine. Once again, why we're recording this one, that episode's only been out for a week.
Right?
But look, it's okay. Times are weird right now.
They are. I mean,
most podcasts get released on Tuesday. We release on a Friday.
Yeah.
So it's weird. Like, you know, because I think that people tend to forget during the weekend because they're so busy with other things. So when I get my podcast notifications on Tuesday, I'm like, yo, I got all week to listen. I listen on the way to work. I listen on the way to gym. You know, on Friday, like I'm trying to say, when I get that notification, I'm usually dealing with a big event at work. I'm trying to plan my weekend.
So.
And I'm not in that commute mode.
You trying to say we're forgettable?
I'm not saying we're forgettable. I think we're flipping awesome.
Well, you think we're releasing on the wrong day?
Maybe we're releasing on the wrong day. That's all. I'm just throwing that out there.
Is that Tony?
It's my mother.
Oh, it's mom.
My mom's calling right now.
Miss Young.
And we're back.
Aw, she's so nice.
It's Mama Young. She is nice. She's the reason I'm so nice.
Mm.
Yeah. Too bad I'm going to cut all that out. So all they're going to hear is you saying, "Oh, she's so nice."
Well, they got to hear when your mom calls.
Yeah, they'll hear when she calls and then they'll hear you saying, "Oh, she's so nice."
Yeah.
That's it. Power of editing. I need a sound effects board.
You do. I don't even know what we're talking about now.
I really don't know either.
We were talking about the last two episodes that were just kind of like a get your mind off of things. And I'm going to be honest with the people.
Okay. Here we go. Finally.
I'm always honest.
Finally. I want to hear the real, raw, uncut Ashley.
I mean, if they listen to the last episode.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
You're pretty vulnerable.
Honesty.
Yeah. Okay, good.
What do you mean I'm vulnerable?
No. That's not a bad thing.
It's like, what you talking about?
Okay, go ahead.
What was I talking about?
You're about to be honest.
Oh, I was about to be honest. All right. So, yeah, so I'm going to be honest with people. We have no idea what we're doing with this episode.
Well, you can't say that.
Why not?
Because they got to think we know what we're doing.
What you mean?
Fake it till you make it, girl.
All right, well, let me try that over again.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I'm going to be honest.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay, you be honest.
This is going to be the most exciting episode ever. I'm excited. See how I did that? Even though it's not going to be the most exciting episode ever, it sounds like it's going to be the most exciting episode ever.
If you say so.
And those questions that I asked Ashley, if anybody listened to it, maybe two or three people. But if anybody listened
My mom.
To it, Those questions all had a meaning.
Those
questions all came from one source. And if anybody listening can tell me where those questions come from, I will send you our first ever merch and swag. We'll get some t-shirts made, some coffee mugs. There's a reason behind those questions. And, you know, just let me know.
I forget how much of a mastermind you are.
Dude, you know, it's layers with me.
I mean, we're coming up to that 6 months that you were talking about. I don't even know what's going on. But
and 6 months and one day, we'll either still be sitting here or Ashley will no longer talk to me.
What does that even mean?
So, everything's a puzzle. Everything's a puzzle.
All right, so I'm just going to switch back to what I was saying.
Fine.
Yeah, so we don't really know what we're talking about in this episode. Before you say, we don't need to be telling the people that again. Yeah. We're not professionals here. We say that all the time.
We are not professional. We did not go to school for this.
Exactly.
I'm not a doctor, but I do play one on TV.
Sure.
You don't remember that commercial? Man, I'm old. All right, sorry.
Okay.
Stayed at a Holiday Inn? No? Okay.
Okay.
I'm just throwing stuff out there.
You keep distracting me. I don't know what I'm talking about
anymore.
That's
the whole point. I'm here to distract you because we don't know what we're talking about.
You're right.
I'm
just hitting you
with some good vibes.
I like that.
Yeah. It's also the name of this episode. Good vibes.
Good vibes. I like it.
Hey, that's how we do the titles.
There you go. I guess I'll elaborate more though.
Yeah, go for it.
If I can get my train of thought, mm-hmm. but you keep coming out of left field with what you're saying.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we don't know what we're talking about in this one because we were talking about it earlier, and we have a whole story for you guys about earlier today.
Yes.
But we were talking earlier. I feel like I'm kind of in this weird limbo.
Mm-hmm.
Like with everything that's going on. And when it comes to the podcast, it's like, okay, we have all these topics that we want to talk about.
Yes.
But they're so serious.
They're so serious. they kind of dark, some of them.
Yeah. And so, but when we think about, you know, actually recording it, you know, we think, okay, is this something that people actually want to listen to right now? Because there's so much going on. You know, people are already so stressed about COVID still. You know, people are so stressed about, you know, the election.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like, I mean, everyone, I don't know if it's everyone, but I know for me, I just kind of feel like I'm in this weird limbo. And when we want to talk about these deep conversations, it's like, okay, is it a little too much right now for that? You know, do we need to stay on the lighter side of things? So that's where I'm coming from. And I think that's kind of why this episode is going to be a little bit more.
Once again, out there.
Yeah. Kind of like out there, all over the place. And John said something earlier about, what exactly did you say? You were said, well, maybe we should do an episode, you know, a day in the life, like what we did today elaborate on, you know, how things are affecting us in our life right now.
Yeah, exactly. Just give them a glimpse in our everyday life. Just like, hey, this is what's going on. Yes, we're all affected by COVID. Yes, we're all affected by this election. I have stuff going on at work. You have stuff going on at work.
Yeah.
It's like we're literally living a double life.
You're right.
You know, we got a lot of stuff going on. And it's like, and sometimes it's like, I need an outlet to like say what's going on and get it off my mind. Otherwise, I think I would just, you know, crumble at some point. But that's what's kind of this show is for. It's just more stuff we want to bring to the table.
Yeah.
Not necessarily has to be so heavy all the time. But we do have these hot topics in store. We're ready for them.
We just
want to ease everybody into it and not just give you.
And I guess we're kind of waiting for the right time because everyone does seem to be in such a stressful place right now. Like a lot of my friends and clients and everyone that I'm talking to, it's just like we're all in this weird stressed out place.
Yeah, man. And we just want to make people laugh now. Yeah, we want people to be happy.
Yeah. We don't want to add to.
Spreading them good vibes.
Yeah. There you go. Good vibes.
Just going to keep saying
it. I like it.
Sounds good.
I like it.
Welcome to the Good Vibe Podcast.
There you go. It's a whole spinoff.
The whole logo changes everything. Right? They're like, what is this?
Wait, what happened to bring something to the table?
Good Vibes episode one.
There you go. Part one.
Right? Part one. Yeah.
Episode one, part one.
No, this part one's fine. Yeah, we don't have to go with that crazy.
Yes. So a day in the life. So today we went on a little adventure again. Which
we tend to do this.
Yeah.
I don't know how I keep letting her talk me into it.
I don't know if we told them about our last adventure.
I mean,
because I think we were going to save that.
Yeah, we're kind of holding on to what we did before. You can tease it a little bit, though, if you want to.
Well, how about you do that? Because I don't know. I'd probably end up saying too much.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, a couple podcasts ago, our Halloween special, somebody brought up this Neff House thing. And we might have went to go look for it. So we'll leave it there. We may or may not have found a haunted house and some weird things happened. So, yeah.
Yes.
We're going to leave it there. So,
yeah.
But we went on a second adventure.
We did today.
Because you re-talked me into going back out with her.
Listen.
And,
He's being dramatic.
No, I'm black. I'm being black. And there's just certain things we don't do.
What you mean?
Going to scary locations and wooded areas. It's just, we know we're going to die first.
Okay, first of all.
This was a movie. I would die first.
First of all, when we were walking through this trail, he said, oh, this reminds me of my childhood.
Way to call me out. It did, man. We used to love playing in the woods when I was younger.
Yeah,
you had all these different trails, manhunt, yes. Paintball. Off base housing. We used to be up and down every other trail, dude. It was so much fun.
Yeah, so being all dramatic over there.
All right, maybe
we were perfectly safe. It was a much safer feeling location.
I mean, we're at like a park. Yeah.
It definitely had signs, told you where you were.
There was a map. And
this was the trails.
Some of the trails are not so safe, though. I don't know if you want to get into that yet.
What do you mean? Well, I guess. Oh, well. Okay, I know what you're talking about now. I thought you were talking about the trees
what to come. Yeah, there were some trees that fell down and stuff like that. Obviously, we're in Florida. There's storms. Trees are going to fall all the time. But for the most part, this is a pretty cool place. It has multiple hiking trails. It has a huge map that shows you the three different trails you can walk on. And one of them has something pretty special. It's a very rare.
Well, in our area.
Yeah. It is very rare in Florida.
Yes.
And that would be a waterfall.
You heard it.
Yeah, that's right.
A waterfall.
Jacksonville has a waterfall.
We do.
Doesn't matter how big it is. If water goes from a higher level and drops down to a lower level, it is considered a waterfall.
Thank you for that definition.
Just letting you know, when water falls down over a rock, that is the definition. Something, because waterfalls don't go up, they go down. And that's what a waterfall is, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls,
thank you for your
educational
yes, thank you for educating us
of the day. But it was
it was a cute little waterfall. It was a very interesting place.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah,
it was magical.
It was magical.
It was very magical.
Yes,
I had a lot of feels there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh huh.
Like what? Just
connecting with nature.
Oh, okay.
My butt. And I felt a lot of things, you know?
I mean, we really did connect quite well with nature today.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can definitely say that.
Literally. You know, it's not like we were out there meditating. I mean, I guess we could have been.
There's quite a few families out there walking around.
Yeah.
Just taking their kids for walks or dogs for walks. It was like I said, it was a pretty decent park.
Yeah. There were quite a few people. I was thinking that we were going to be the only ones there.
Yeah.
But we were definitely not. I mean, the
parking lot was full.
Yeah, we had to circle a couple times.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, people are actually out. But there's three different trails. So it's like, you're like, where are all these people? But then you forget, oh, they're probably on one of the other trails.
I think there's like four different trails.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's not that long of a hike. I mean, from the parking lot to the waterfall.
What was the name of it so they know what we're talking about?
Bulls Preserve.
You can do it.
Bulls Bay Preserve.
I think that sounds about right.
It's Bulls something Preserve. Bullseye. No, it wasn't Bullseye.
Here, the last thing I looked up was how to cut up a mango properly. That we didn't even get to. I was paranoid for no reason. Normally, I buy my fruit in cans. Ashley comes over to try to impress her. We bought real mangoes.
What you mean? You wanted the real mango. I said we can just get a canned mango.
I know, I was being cocky.
Well, we're getting too far in the day, though.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Back it up.
How'd that go?
Don't worry about it. You only get once with me. Ain't doing it a second time.
Did you look up the name?
Bulls Bay Preserve.
Okay, so it was Bulls Bay Preserve.
Yeah.
I can't remember
Preserve, what it was last name. It's off of Old Plank Road in Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go find it.
Yes, it's considered a hidden gem.
Ooh, one of those hidden gems, huh? Florida's rarest waterfall. It was like the second rarest waterfall in Florida. I'm just saying, it was on the list.
Was it? Oh,
yeah. So it might seem rinky dinky to you, and it's funny because it's the tiniest waterfall, but it's still
it's
a
so
waterfall.
Cute.
It's still rare. We still had a fantastic time. We met some nice people. We had an adventure. My butt still hurts. There's a lot of things that happen on this trip.
Yeah, my wrist still kind of hurts too.
Yeah, see? That's what you get. You better fix us.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so John wanted to follow this group of... And we got video for you guys too. We got some good video. John wanted to follow this family that had just gotten there before us. I guess they were all suiting up.
Yes, they were. Once again, we thought we were prepared, and then we see this lovely little family, and they're gearing up. What, even grandma?
Yeah.
I hope. You know what? I don't even know
she
if they
disappeared.
Ever,
that's right.
I was like, they better not think I did nothing to her. That was the first thing I thought about. That kid came over and said, "Oh, where's grandma?" I was like, "I don't know." I wanted to say she went that way, you know, but I didn't.
Well, you were the only one standing there, and I was, you know, down at the bottom by the waterfall.
It was okay. Well,
yeah, and he kind of looked at me like, "No, grandma."
That was no grandma. I was like, "I hope she's okay." She literally went up the hill. She took a right, and then she came back, saw us standing down there, and then she went left. I didn't want to tell them that at the time. I'm sure they found her, but I was like, "Yeah, grandma. I don't know where grandma went." You know, random kid talking to me.
But yeah, they were, we're jumping around too much.
We are all over the place, ladies and gentlemen, all over the place.
They were suiting up. John was very impressed because they had their little camel
packs. They had their camel backs on. They were just gearing up, ready to go hiking. I was like, I ain't got no water. I didn't bring no water, you know?
Well, lucky I got you.
You did not.
In my little adventure pack. Yes, I did.
You didn't give it to me.
You didn't ask for it.
You said, oh, you can have this if you want. It was like you're very like, this is my water. You let it be known.
You're just so dramatic. Listen, I had a water and a Propel lemon flavor.
Gross.
For electrolytes, mm-mm, if needed.
I never had a Propel before.
No, that must have been what I was saying because I said if we needed electrolytes, I had a Propel.
Yeah, for you.
It was for both of us, John. I'm
she
not going to just...
She ain't sharing nothing with me.
Listen, so. I didn't even drink the water because I didn't want to drink it in front of him.
And did
I,
you really?
Yes, and I knew you weren't going to ask me for it.
So you didn't drink the water because... Really?
Yeah, I didn't want to drink it in front of you.
So then nobody gets water?
Well, you weren't going to ask me for water, so I was like, okay, well, I'll just...
That
you
doesn't
know,
make any sense.
You know, we'll both, you know, dehydrate together.
So you didn't drink the water because you knew I wasn't going to ask you for the water.
Yeah. So I didn't want to drink in front of you.
I will always have water from this point on.
Well, we've already discussed this.
There's a checklist.
Yeah. And we also realized we need towels.
Yes, we need towels.
No, John did not fall into the waterfall.
I almost fell into the waterfall. Not being overdramatic. And I was flailing for a second.
We've got good footage.
I guess so. If you get to see it.
Oh, they'll have to see. You know we're going to have to put it out there with this episode, right?
Hell no.
And so we wanted to get a little bit closer. I mean, we saw this family of like these. I mean, these were like little kids, like what, mm-hmm, six, seven, maybe
an 8 year old,
a few older
a
ones 13 too.
13 year old. There was an older one. Yeah.
Yeah. They had went around the trail to the
and
other
a
side.
2 year old. That one baby was strapped onto that dude's chest.
Oh, he was. That's right.
Yeah.
He's
like one or two.
He was all
be.
Prepared. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrying the kid.
But they were ready, dude. They were ready.
But yeah, they went down the trail a little bit that curved around and brought you, like, I guess to the top of the 2 foot top waterfall.
Yeah, they went to the top of the waterfall and they seemed to be, they didn't say one word. They went through the waterfall. They went down the little thing. They got to the other side and they were waving and smiling and taking pictures. I was like, okay, they made it to the other side. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it if they made it.
Nah.
They set us up for a little okey-doke. And yep. We were not prepared.
We were not prepared.
Yeah, so I'm just going to put this out there. Ashley fell down a hill. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing to watch her fall down. I'm not going to lie. I laughed a little bit.
It was so funny. I'm just upset he didn't get a better video of it.
Yeah, definitely.
But we were looking back at the video that we did take, and you can kind of see me, you know, disappearing. You kind of see her
disappear off the camera frame for a second. She says, whoop. I was like, oh, she gone.
And then, of course, John being John, you know, he comes around behind me and, you know, talking smack. Next thing we know, he's sliding down the hill, too.
Oh, boy. Not only did I slide, no, I fell. And then I tried to get up and I fell again. And you can clearly see it in the video of me struggling. And then I just decided to slide down on my butt. Until I can get to dry mud. And then stood up from there. So
I mean, it wasn't really dry, but
still able to stand up, though. We didn't have the best shoes.
No. You know? My shoes did not have any tread at all on it.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
There really was. It happened so quick.
I mean, I even thought that I had put on better shoes than last time when we were out.
Yeah. And I put on worse shoes.
I thought I was
shoes.
Doing good.
I was not prepared for that.
So, yeah, we had quite the adventure. At first, we didn't think we were going to make it to it because the family that we were following, that John wanted to follow.
Yeah. I said, this dude seems very educated. He's telling all his kids and his friends all the different trails. He used to work down in this area. He had a whole backstory. So I was like, yo, that guy knows what he's talking about. I'm going to stick with him. Let's stick together.
Well, they were a little bit in front of us because we stopped to look at the map. But then, so they were a little bit in front of us, and then they came back when we were still going along the trail that we assumed that they were on. But anyway, so they came back, and they said, oh, if you're trying to get to the waterfall, there's a whole bunch of trees and bushes and stuff or whatever blocking the way. I forget exactly what he said, but he said it was the path was blocked.
Yeah, it was like a tree fell down or something.
Yeah, so we were like, well, damn, we're not going to be able to get to it.
Yeah, I was like, what do we do?
So they said the guy said there's another trail. Well, not another trail, but like another part of the trail.
Yeah, because everything loops around.
Yeah. So it's like a big loop. And they said they were going to try to go that way. So we were like, okay, we'll follow. We'll just keep following these people, mm-hmm. you know. And I do think I heard one of the kids at one point, because they were a little bit in front of us. We couldn't see him after a little while.
Yeah.
But I think I heard one of them say, we found it.
We found it.
Yeah, basically just like that.
And I was like, all right, well.
And
we could follow them.
You know, we could hear the water slowly get louder and louder as we went along the trail.
The raging waterfall. Yeah, it was super loud.
I mean, it wasn't that loud.
I mean,
I mean, you could hear that you were by a water source.
Yeah, there was some water trickling down a rock.
So,
we got some pictures and videos.
It wasn't really trickling.
Though.
I mean, it was a good flow.
It was flowing. It was falling.
It was falling.
It was falling very well.
Yeah.
So that was good. Yeah. Good time.
It was a fun little venture. We talked a little bit of a project that we might be taking on later. I don't know if we should say anything.
Keeping it a secret, I see. Yeah, we constantly keep coming up with ideas to somehow involve one another. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. Eventually, she will get tired of me. But for now,
I mean, okay,
we got some good ideas.
So, yeah, I don't know if we want to kind of keep it on the down low for now.
We can keep it on the down low for now.
Okay. All right. Well, we
got some projects we
working
on.
We got a couple projects in mind.
So, and it involved me falling down hills, apparently.
Both of us.
Yes. Look, as long as I wasn't the only one, if I would have fell and
I was the first one.
Yes. If I would have fell by myself, though, I would have been like, it's time to go.
I mean, it's not the first time I've fallen down a hill. You can ask my brother.
Apparently, you said you're good at falling. I don't know. You told me that a long time ago. I was like, is good at falling? Yeah, I said something to you. He's like, oh, it's fine. I'm good at falling. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, that's right. You said you were going to throw me off the balcony.
Don't tell the people that.
I feel like I already did.
I was trying to avoid saying that, but
I know.
Hi, Mom.
He definitely.
I will never throw her off a balcony.
I forget why, but he said he was going to throw me off the balcony. And I said, that's all right. I'll just tuck and roll. So
yeah. You said you can tuck and roll easily. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was a good portion of the day.
It was good.
Yeah. And then we were going to come home and make clear soup, kind of like an Asian dinner.
Somebody had the idea that she wanted to learn how to make clear soup for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I mean, I thought it was good.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Definitely wasn't clear, but
it's okay.
The recipe called for chicken and beef stock.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was.
I think most of them do.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people make theirs differently. Obviously, yeah. We only saw a couple of recipes online.
Yeah, we kind of did it last minute.
We kind of just went for it.
Yeah, just kind of winged it. But winged it
is fine. Winged it. We wonged it. I guess wonged if it's past tense.
Yeah, we just kind of winged it. But I thought it turned out pretty good. And yeah. John showed me how he makes his fried rice.
Yes, I messed up on it.
Was really good though.
Because I think I had too much rice.
How do you have too much rice in fried rice?
Because the recipe that the lady that I follow online, you're only supposed to put a certain amount of rice in there. Mm-hmm. That's how she balances her spices and her oyster sauce and everything. And I think I just put too much rice in there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I think that's where it came from. I needed some more oyster and fish sauce. And I'm okay with, like, I will readjust next time.
It was good.
It was okay. It was okay.
We
you can always do better.
Yes. No. It was good.
That was just okay. Ashley's nice. Ashley's just really nice. She doesn't want to hurt my feelings, and I appreciate that.
But, it was good.
I will remake it when she leaves.
Well, you better not throw out all that rice.
She doesn't even understand. I am remaking. I got extra rice
in everything. I'll take all the rice in there.
Oh, wow.
I'm not letting you throw that out.
All right. We'll see. Well, yeah, so that was our day. We had quite the adventure.
Yes.
And we came back and made clear soup and fried rice.
Yeah.
We had a couple of meetings, talked about the future of the show and some other projects.
Secret projects.
So it's been a pretty good Saturday. Yeah, neither one of us had to work, so.
Yeah, so we kind of made a day of it.
Yeah, it was nice.
So, yeah.
It was really nice. So.
It really was nice to get out and just, like, not think about.
Yeah.
All the craziness going on.
Especially when you're falling down a hill, it's hard to think about anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be feeling it in my arm tomorrow because I landed on my wrist.
And, you did kind of land on your wrist.
Yeah, it was... I don't even know what happened. I was telling John that I kind of blacked out.
Look, I said, what you mean you blacked out? She said, I don't know. I slipped. I fell. I blacked out. It happened. I was like, I don't think that's normal.
I mean, I'm not saying I passed out when I hit the ground because, you know, John comes around the corner like right away and I'm just sitting there.
Yeah.
But there's this space and time from when I was standing to when I hit the ground that I do not remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember actually falling. So I guess that's what I was saying.
It was funny because I think it just happened too quick. So basically when Ashley fell and I came around the corner, this is what popped into my head. And then I went down. Because I said, I knew when she fell, my big ass falling too. I was just like, that's exactly what popped in my head. As soon as she fell, I was like, oh no. And I'm obviously going to use that sound clip in the video when I post this.
Yeah, you're going to have to do, I mean, honestly, I wish he had gotten more of my fall. But
I did not do it justice.
but it is kind of funny because maybe if we can like put it in slow motion
and have you slipping down.
Yeah, because you can see me clearly when I do fall.
Yeah, you can clearly see when I fall because guess who was recording the entire time?
It was a It was a good day.
It was a good day.
It was a good, fun day. Just, you know, went out. We've all been, you know, just kind of trapped inside, you know, with COVID and...
Hey, we're quarantining. We're quarantining.
Quarantining?
We're going to be quarantining. Look, if we go back on lockdown, we're locking down together. And we're going to make a whole massive podcast spread. It's going to be insane.
There you go.
We're recording every day. We're going to have the biggest back catalog of podcasts ever. You're going to just be like, whoa, where do they have time to make all this stuff? Quarantining.
Quarantining.
Quarantining. That's what you got to say it together. Quarantining. It's a real word. Quarantining.
It sounds like an Italian word.
It's a quarantine. I don't know. Maybe it is Italian.
But so that was our day. We had a good day. Kind of get our mindset out of all the crazy stress of, you know, COVID, work, the election.
Yes.
So it was. So that's kind of been what we've needed, I think.
Yeah, and you know, we hope you guys needed this podcast,
right? You can. And we're definitely going to have to put that video up so they can laugh with us and at us.
I'll think about it.
Oh, it's going up. I'm going to make him.
We'll see.
Oh, it's going to happen.
I do the editing.
People, it's going to happen.
Fine. I'm done with you.
Well, so I hope everyone, I guess wrapping this up.
Oh, are you?
Because I didn't realize that we have been talking as long as we have.
Yeah, it happens.
But we hope you guys got to have a little bit of a laugh with us and at us. And yes. The video's going up so they can enjoy this even more.
Yes, it will be up soon. We'll get it up soon.
But thank you guys for listening so much.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Yeah, we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
They can't see me waving.
No, they can't.
But I'm waving.
There goes the music again.
Only because you said something. I was going to cut it out before that. And we're done.